the Son of God. It's one of the most frequently used titles for Jesus, but perhaps one of the least well understood. But in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 35, Jesus says something that gets us right to the heart of what it means for him to be the Son of God. He says, "The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hands." Two easy conclusions we can draw concerning what it means for Jesus to be the Son. The first being that the Father loves him. It's almost so obvious that we miss it, but that means that at the heart of who God is, in his very essence, indeed at the heart of the universe, is a love relationship. God is love. It's a totally unique account of God and who he is. That means he's not some distant deity existing in glorious isolation, nor is he one of many gods competing with each other as rivals for control of the universe. No, he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in three persons existing in glorious love. And the object of the Father's love is the Son. He loves him and he delights in every single thing he does. If you ever see a mother staring down dotingly at a newborn child, you're getting a glimpse of how the father feels about the son. If you ever see a dad standing on the sidelines of some sports field, gazing on proudly at their child as they compete in whatever it is they're competing in, you get a glimpse of how the father feels about the son. He just loves him and everything he does. At his baptism, he says, "This is my son who I love." At his transfiguration, he says, "This is my son who I love." And at the end of all time, he will exalt his son to the highest place and point at him. And with a great beaming smile on his face, he will say, "This is my son." Everything Jesus ever does is accompanied with a beaming smile because the father loves the son. And because he loves him, secondly, we can say he wants to give him all things. At Christmas, we often say of Jesus that he is God's gift to the world. And of course, wonderfully, profoundly, that's true. But actually, in the end, the ultimate plan of God is not to give Jesus to the world, but to give the whole world to Jesus. That's what it means for him to be God's son. And of course, at Christmas time, we love to give. Sometimes it gets a bit out of control, but it is one of those wonderful traditions. And I've noticed since having kids that children get loads more presents than adults. Don't worry, I'm not bitter about it. It's just the way of things, isn't it? We love to give gifts to children, whether it's godparents or aunts or uncles or grandparents or just friends. We love giving gifts to the kids. And that's so true of parents. Parents just love to give gifts to their kids. In the young years, kids don't give a lot of gifts to their parents. It doesn't happen very often, but parents don't mind that at all. They love giving the gifts to their children. And the reason for that is because the relationship of a parent to a child is patterned on the original parent-child relationship, the father and the son. And Jesus says as much. The father has given all things into the hands of the son. He's given him the right to give life to everybody. He's given him the right to judge everything. He's given him a people redeemed for himself. He's giving him the nations. One day he will give him every single created thing. The little baby who lies in the manger that first Christmas is gloriously the heir of all things. And one day we will inherit it with him, because he is the Son of God.